Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're getting to record-breaking levels across many of our rivers. Here to chat a little bit about that is Jim Zay. Now, Jim Zay is the chairman of the DuPage County Stormwater Committee. Jim, a busy couple days for you, I imagine.
With the events that happened this weekend, with the snow and then the melt and now the rain, the ground's saturated and we're seeing all the rivers and streams reaching flood elevations.
So I was seeing some images of the DuPage River. I think it's the DuPage River going through downtown Naperville. And I saw that the Riverwalk was pretty much overrun. What's the status of it now? Are we still seeing rising on that river or are we beginning to get to the crest?
No, we'll probably see rising probably through Saturday. That's the good thing. The West Branch of the DuPage River there in Naperville, they actually designed that river walk to flood during these events. So they're aware of it. The main thing was to have that river walk flood, but not have any buildings or homes flood at that time. So a good design by the city of Naperville to, you know, have a nice amenity, but when the weather's bad and we get flooding, that river walk goes underwater.
Yeah, it's kind of a shocking image to see. We've seen it on the Chicago River as well, but I imagine, like you said, it's designed to do that.
It is, and like you said, it is. When you go there, we were there yesterday looking at it, and the pace that the water goes through, and people got to realize that, you know, it's a flood situation. They've had situations out there where kids think it's fun to jump in a raft or a kayak and go out, and that's the last thing we want. It's the river's moving quickly, and it's dangerous, and people need to know that and stay away from it.
Can you put the past few days in context in terms of whether, I don't know about historical, but I mean, if we're there, where are we at compared to other flooding issues that we've had over the past years and decades?
I think that we've gotten between 4.5 and 5.5 inches of rain here. We probably got maybe another quarter to a half an inch of rain today. It's the duration. I mean, when we see historic flooding, you know, like in the summer when we have thunderstorms that come in and sit over an area for, you know, an hour or an hour and a half and dump 12 inches of rain, you get historic. This was just a long duration. The ground's completely saturated. Everybody knows everybody's got puddles all over their yards, and there's just nowhere for the water to go at this point. So, I mean, a lot of our smaller facilities are full at this point, and you know, we're still getting drainage from, you know, everybody's storm sewers. Our larger facilities are, you know, like the Elmhurst Quarry holds about 2.7 billion gallons of water. It's about a third full right now, so we still have plenty of room off of Salt Creek.
Have you been hearing any complaints about basements, things along those lines, damaged property?
We do. I mean, times like this, I mean, I'm a homeowner too, and, you know, you get a lot of your sub pumps running nonstop, and, I mean, that's the thing people need to know is that, you know, prepare when you see we're going to have long durations of rain like this, that, you know, you have an extra sub pump, you know, get those valuables out of the basement or whatever you can, you know, we have some issues with backyard flooding, and we know that, and it's alarming to people, but our main issue at Stormwater is make sure your house doesn't flood or your business. So, you know, backyards they complain about, but again, make sure your sub pump's working. Try to get your downspouts to push those extensions, push it away from your house, and, you know, make sure all your drains are unclogged and got all the leaves and sticks out of there so it drains down the storm sewer system.
Got to ask, because here in the city, they've told us to kind of ease up on, you know, if you're one of those people that takes 4 showers a day, cut back to 2 or just the 1 will do you. Laundry, maybe wait a couple days. Is that something you're doing in DuPage County, or if not, you see the need and the reason for that?
It does. I mean, basically all the water is going to go to some place. I mean, you're using municipalities, you know, have their waste treatment facilities. That water gets treated. I mean, they're inundated with water, the same like all our stormwater facilities. So, I mean, they can only do so much at a time. So, yeah, the more you cut down, the less strain it puts on the entire system because, you know, majority of those systems at some point dump back into the rivers and streams around here. So they need to, you know, if you can, cut back a little bit and, you know, wait for everything to go down.
I live in the city now, but I grew up in DuPage County in Donner's Grove, and one of my distinctive childhood memories, I was a teenager at the time, but it was the 1997 flooding, and it was sort of what you mentioned, Jim, about the kind of the train line of thunderstorms that just wouldn't leave the area. We lost power. I remember my dad running a power line or a extension cord across the street. The neighbors had power. They were trying to fix, you know, get generator power to the sump pump. Anyways, what happened, obviously, was all the retention ponds filled up, and my parents, being smarter than they were, told us not to go in there, and us as kids, we didn't listen to them. Luckily, we were safe, but, I mean, they can never really quite tell me exactly why you you shouldn't go swimming in these things, but I imagine, man, if you could express just the danger of any kid or any adult trying to mess around in this water, just so make sure our listeners can express that to their children.
Yeah, I mean, you know, streets, you know, they should stay out of that. I mean, a lot of that is straight water coming out of the storm sewers, so water quality is not good. And the detention ponds, they don't realize when the water on top looks calm, you know, it's on a restricted system. There's only so much water that can come out, so there's an enormous amount of suction. There's pipes down there, can be anywhere from 12 inches to 24 inches to take the water out of those ponds. So it might look calm on top, but there is an enormous amount of suction that children are in danger if you get in these ponds and retention ponds, because you can get sucked under real quick, and that's just a tragedy. They need to stay away from them. I mean, if you're driving, again, drivers driving, going through a viaduct, it could be 2 inches, it could be 2 feet. So you should really try to not go into those areas and stay away from flooded areas, because, I mean, water is a huge thing, and it's, you don't know the velocity that it travels at. And, again, it might look nice, but it's a storm situation for a reason, and you should stay away from those areas.
In other words, if you're a kid listening, your parents are right. You don't need to know why, but there is the reason why. We got a couple dry days ahead, and, you know, people look at the forecast. Of course, dry days are better than wet ones when you're dealing with a flood situation, but the reason why you see rivers continue to rise, I mean, you're still being fed from smaller creeks into bigger rivers. The system kind of takes, what, a few days, a week of dry weather to really flush itself out and get back to normal?
It does. You know, DuPage, the nice thing, not nice thing, but good thing about this storm, we get a lot of our flow from northern Cook and from Lake County, and they didn't have as much rain as we did, so we continue to see that flow come down to the south. So again, the systems will, like I said, they're unrestricted, so those ponds, the creeks and streams, they'll slowly keep going in there. So, you know, we probably haven't encrusted yet at the high part of the storms for this weekend, and we look like we'll be running our facilities through Saturday just because of the flow coming from everywhere else.
It looks like we do maybe have some showers and storms next week, which is not good news. I guess what I'm asking is, you know, for a storm like this, it, you know, it's a couple days, and maybe we'll still be okay to take on a little bit more water early next week?
Yeah, we'll be, I mean, even yesterday where we got, anytime we get no, you know, no rain, where we had 6-7 hours, it gives the system a chance to recharge, you know, to get some of the water out. So, I mean, we don't ever, like our large facilities, we don't pump out until we know for sure it's safe and then we have enough, you know, levels go down to a certain level. But, yeah, a little dry weather would help immensely. I know I've got two kids that play high school baseball, and I know everyone's haven't seen a field in a week, so it would be nice to get some dry days.
Yeah, well, we'll do our best with Tom Skillen. We got a connection. Jim Zay, chairman of the DuPage County Stormwater Committee, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.